Hello and welcome to the GCSE Economics Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into one of the biggest topics in your OCR course, globalization. What is it? Why does it matter? And most importantly, how can you secure top marks in the exam? By the end of this 10-minute session, you'll have the key concepts, exam techniques, and even a quick-fire quiz to lock in that knowledge. Let's get started. So, what do examiners mean by globalization? It's the increasing integration of economies around the world. Think of it as the world getting smaller, countries becoming more interconnected through trade, investment, and technology. For AO1 marks, you must define it clearly: the process by which national economies have become increasingly integrated and interdependent. What's causing this? Two big drivers. First, technology, the internet, container shipping, cheaper air travel. It's easier and faster than ever to move goods, money, and information. Second, political decisions. Governments reducing trade barriers like tariffs and quotas, and the role of organizations like the World Trade Organization, WTO. You'll see the terms MNC and FDI a lot. An MNC, or multinational corporation, is a business with operations in more than one country. Think Nike or McDonald's. FDI, or foreign direct investment, is when an MNC from one country invests in another, for example, by building a factory. This is a huge part of globalization. Now for the crucial AO3 analysis, the effects. Let's think about four key groups. For consumers, it often means lower prices and more choice. Why? Because firms can produce in countries with lower costs, and we can buy goods from all over the world. For producers, it's a double-edged sword. They get access to huge global markets, but also face intense competition from overseas. For workers, it can create jobs, especially if an MNC sets up in your country. However, it can also lead to jobs moving from high-wage countries to lower-wage ones. And for governments, they can gain tax revenue from MNCs, but also face challenges in regulating these huge global companies. Globalization is all about trade. Remember the balance of payments? The current account is key here. It records all the money flowing in and out from trade in goods and services, plus income and transfers. A deficit means we're spending more on imports than we're earning from exports. And you can't talk about trade without mentioning exchange rates. Remember the mnemonic SPEIZT: strong pound imports cheaper, exports dearer. If the pound gets stronger, it's great for UK holidaymakers going abroad and for firms importing raw materials. But it's bad for UK firms trying to sell their exports. Okay, let's talk exam technique. This is where you turn good knowledge into great marks. First, a common mistake: confusing a strong and weak pound. Use SPEIZT every time to get it right. Second, in those 12-mark evaluate questions, you must provide a balanced argument. Don't just list the benefits of globalization, you need to analyze the drawbacks too. For example, the impact on the environment or the risk of job losses. A great technique here is to use the phrase, "it depends on." For example, the impact of a tariff depends on its size. This shows the examiner you are thinking evaluatively. Your final judgment in a 12-marker is critical. It's not a summary. It's your reasoned, supported opinion. For example, in conclusion, while globalization creates significant benefits for consumers through lower prices, its overall impact is less positive for workers in developed countries who face increased wage competition. Therefore, the extent to which globalization is beneficial depends on which stakeholder group is being considered. That's a top-level conclusion. Right, time for a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, you pause and say the answer, then I'll give you the correct one. Ready?
1.
What does the acronym FDI stand for?
Answer:
foreign direct investment.
2.
State the SPEIZT mnemonic in full.
Answer:
strong pound, imports cheaper, exports dearer.
3.
Name one major benefit of globalization for consumers.
Answer:
lower prices or greater choice.
4.
What part of the balance of payments records trade in goods and services?
Answer:
the current account.
5.
What is a tariff?
Answer:
a tax placed on an imported good.
Great work.
Let's summarize. Globalization is the growing interdependence of the world's economies. It's driven by technology and policy. It has both positive and negative impacts on consumers, producers, workers, and governments. In the exam, define your terms, build logical chains of reasoning for AO3, and in evaluation questions, always present a balanced argument before reaching a supported judgment. That's all for today. Go back over your notes, try a practice question, and remember these key tips. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your revision.